Well, today on The Drive Home, it's an absolute pleasure to catch up with an Australian music legend, two-time inductee into the ARIA Hall of Fame, Glenn Shorrock, the man who puts rock into Shorrock. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Leroy. How are you?
I'm very much looking forward to you joining us in February next year for our LAFM live concert, but more on that a little bit later on, because we need to celebrate the release of your brand new album, which is called Rise Again. And I tell you what, mate, I've seen the cover of this one where you're wearing a nice little sharp hat and you look like you should be holding a Tommy gun, like a mob boss or something.
Well, you know, it said buy this or else. There were some even more menacing than that. we softened it up a little bit.
Now, I mentioned the album's called Rise Again, and that's the name of your first single from it. Now, let's just go through some of the album, because I noticed you got a song in there called Slice of Heaven. Is that actually a cover of the Dave Dobbin hit?
Yes, it is. That's the token cover on the album. All the other songs are originals. Terry Britton's written a couple of songs. You may remember Terry used to be with me in the Twilights back in the 60s. And my bass player's written Rise Again, the single. I really didn't set out to make an album. Actually, it just sort of evolved. You know, people started throwing songs at me, and they were all good ones. So I haven't risen my head above the battlements for a long while. So I just thought it was appropriate.
All right. Now, I mentioned LAFM Live, which is February next year at the Launceston Country Club. We're very much looking forward to you joining us alongside Richard Clapton, Wendy Matthews, good old Swannies coming down as well, and the Euro guys. That should be a great concert, mate.
Where are we going to be at?
You're going to be in Launceston here at the Country Club.
Oh, lovely. I know that place well. That's great.
You don't know where your buddy going, do you, from day to day?
It's been busy, I've got to tell you. I'm off to Palm Springs in about 3 weeks. I'm not working. I'm taking a little week off, and we're going to that concert of the century in the desert, you know, with Bob Dylan, Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
Paul McCartney, Neil Young, Pink Floyd and The Who.
Just some of your, I would say mentors, but also you were around when they were successful, so some of your colleagues as well, aren't they?
Well, they've been an inspiration to me, absolutely. I've already offered my services. You know, I thought maybe you know, I could sing while they put the chairs up in the morning.
I find that interesting that you don't know where you're going to be on a certain day. Have you ever woke up in a certain place and thought, where the bloody hell actually am I? Have you had that kind of rock star moment?
Oh, yeah. quite a few of them on the road in America.
Yep.
I got left behind a few times.
No fault of your own, Glenn, or...?
Oh, yeah, totally my fault.
Do you remember much of those days, mate, or is it all a bit of a blur?
You know, you just remember the feeling of it, but I couldn't put it into any sort of chronological order. You know, it was a 7 or 8 year period of my life that, you know, was the pinnacle of success for a singer-songwriter and a band, and 8 top 20 hits in a row. In the American charts, it was a whirlwind. It was great, but you know, it wasn't crazy. I mean, Little River Band wasn't a crazy band.
No,
we were all in our 30s, and we weren't 20-year-old and pissing it up against the wall, as it were. You know, it was all professional.
They love you over there just as much.
Yeah, but I haven't sung in front of an American audience now for a number of years. I'm hoping that this will, as I say, raise my profile a bit, and I'll get to let them hear the real voice of LRB, eh?
Yes, well, I want to talk about that because there is a band over in America called Little River Band, which is what we know as your band, mate, but apparently they own the rights to that. How did that happen?
It's just one of those accidents of life.
Yeah, okay.
It's too legal to get into it, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And, it's an irritation, but, you know, my life goes on. I mean, I'm still singing the songs. I wrote half of them anyway, so, you know, I'm quite happy with things.
Glenn, when you left LIB in the 80s, Farnsey took over as the lead. Did you follow much of his success with the band?
Well, it wasn't my success.
You know that one song they had, Playing to Win, which you hear occasionally when some sporting grand final's on?
Yeah, I mean, that was a great song, but unfortunately the chemistry didn't work. You know, he turned around and became Whispering Jack, and boom, now he's our Olympic gold medalist singer, basically.
Would you call him a friend?
I hope not.
Glenn, we saw in recent news that Crowded House are forming back together this year for the ARIAs. Yeah. They've been inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. What do you reckon about the boys getting back together, and is there a possibility that LRB could do the same?
Well, we did it when we were inducted, the same as Crowded House. You know, we got back together for that. But no, I don't think the original band will get back together. No, I think that's all gone now.
All right, Glenn, we're running out of time, unfortunately, but we look forward to picking up a copy of the new album, Rise Again, which, as you said, features a couple of covers on there, but a lot of new material and songs written by your good friends and stuff. So it's a bit of a journey album, which we look forward to grabbing, and you can't miss it with that fabulous photo on the front. And, of course, we are very much looking forward to you coming to Tassie in February. You can put this one in your diary, mate. Friday the 3rd of February at the Launceston Country Club. You will be here as a part of our own concert, LAFM Live, for one night only.
Splendid time will be guaranteed for all. Thank you, Leroy, and good luck to your listeners, and see you soon.
Yeah, tickets now on sale via tickstaz.com.au.